This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amid all the geopolitics at the UN General Assembly this week, there have been some items of global-scale economic note. In his speech yesterday, President Biden said he wants the United States to double how much it's giving developing countries every year to help mitigate the effects of climate change. Back in 2009, the United States and some other developed economies promised that by 2020, they would come up with $100 billion a year every year to help developing countries reduce carbon emissions and adapt to climate change. So Marketplace's Samantha Fields decided to find out how that was going.
There's a lot that needs to happen in every country if the world is going to cut greenhouse gas emissions and adapt to a climate that's already changing. Lauren Stewart works on climate change policy at Oxfam, and she says depending on the country, that might mean
providing financial resources to help a rural farmer adapt their crops to droughts, or halting deforestation, or supporting the development of renewable energy.
But all of that is too expensive for many countries. Take India, for example, where millions of people still don't have reliable access to energy and electricity.
Currently, the cheapest way for India to provide that energy would be to burn coal. And what we need India to do instead is to transition to renewable forms of energy. It's very difficult for them to do that on their own.
Brandon Wu at the international NGO ActionAid says that is where climate financing needs to come in.
To provide a country like India the means to make that transition to a cleaner economy without leaving massive numbers of people behind.
Developing countries also need money for climate adaptation and resilience, he says, and for rebuilding after natural disasters. So in 2009, developed countries agreed to help provide at least some of that money. Lauren Stewart at Oxfam says they bear most of the responsibility for creating the problem, and they also have the most resources to adapt, whereas
developing countries have done the least to contribute to the global climate crisis, and yet they have the fewest resources to respond and adapt.
With enough resources, they can respond and adapt.
A very powerful example is a solar park in Morocco. It's the largest one in the world.
Amar Bhattacharya is with the Center for Sustainable Development at the Brookings Institution. He says that solar park was developed in the last few years with hundreds of millions of dollars from the international community and multinational corporations. And it now provides clean energy to 2 million people in Morocco.
So it's a tremendous impact in terms of both a development outcome, but preventing, in some sense, that much emissions.
Bhattacharya says there need to be a lot more projects like it. But the reality is, the $100 billion a year pledge by developed countries is a drop in the bucket.
It was not based on any type of assessment of the needs.
Lorena Gonzalez works on climate finance at the World Resources Institute.
The $100 billion goal has been generally accepted as only a small fraction of the total investments that are needed.
The total annual amount of climate financing that developing countries actually need for mitigation, adaptation, and loss and damage is likely in the trillions. But so far, Erica Lennon at the Center for International Environmental Law says developed countries aren't even hitting the $100 billion target.
We're pretty far behind.
How far behind depends on who you ask and what they're counting. Even the most generous estimate from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in 2018 comes in at just under $80 billion. Lennon says the need to increase that number and raise the target is going to be front and center at COP26, the UN climate change conference that's set for November in Glasgow.
If we don't do something and do something urgently, the world is going to heat up even faster and become, in many places, uninhabitable.
And the costs are only going to rise for everyone. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.